Close your eyes. Stop thinking. Relax. Spread your arms and legs. Can you feel the air as it flows over your bare skin? Touch yourself. Feel your chest and belly. Slide your hands down to your cock and balls. Feel the weight of your balls. Feel your cock's coiled suppleness. You are a sexual being. In this realm, your energy is limitless. I know the constant lust that rules your secret world. I am here to please you. Come with me. Imagine you are walking through a dark city. Rounding a corner, you come to a tall wall. You follow the wall until you come to a gate. You open the gate and step into a large courtyard. In the middle of the courtyard is a garden. In the middle of the garden is a small fountain. Growing in the middle of the fountain is a single, perfect rose. You are stunned by its beauty. You are instantly filled with longing for this rose. Your hand reaches out. You grab the stem and you pluck the bud. Now, as you savor this rose in your mental grasp, consider this. At this moment, which is more real? The rose in your hand or the sound of my voice? I am your Lilith. I am your succubus. Come with me. You are wearing a Japanese-style robe, standing before a long hallway. Amber sconces adorn deep doorways that seem to go on forever. Like your fantasies, there are an infinite number of doors lining this endless hall. Each door is decorated with different ornate designs, clues as to what lies beyond. Your feet begin to make pensive steps down the hall. You know you must choose one, but which one? Which door will hold the most incredible fantasy within? A red and brown door catches your eye. It is decorated with erotic Hindu tantric carvings. A large brass handle turns in your grasp as you open the door. A dim light from scattered torches illuminates a large stone-walled room. The smell of lotus and the sounds of a sitar draw you in further. As your eyes adjust, you can see a small Indian woman. She moves through the wisps of incense and arranges a bunch of large pillows on the floor. Her buxom figure is wrapped in a red and gold trimmed sari. Across the high cheekbones of her face is a smoky gray veil. Taking a deep breath, she kneels down in front of you. Her little brown hands emerge from under the long drape of her sari and open up the front of your robe. Lowering her veiled head, she breathes in your musky scent. Her hands slide up your chest and under your arms. She lifts your robe and drops it. You can feel the heavy fabric as it slides off of your bare skin. Her hands motion for you to sit opposite her. Let's start breathing. Together, you start your tantric breathing, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Deeply breathing in unison, the air flows thinner as the erotic energy grows. She places her hand on your chest. Lie back, please. You uncross your legs and recline on the plush pillows. Under the heavy mascara and kohl, her eyes are unmistakable. You think to yourself, This has got to be Quela. Middle Eastern belly dance music begins to play. Quela rises and starts to dance. As her feet slide with the music, her hips drip with seduction and rotate in hypnotic figure eights. Her hands slowly unwrap the sari, layer after layer of multicolored silk and chiffon flutters and falls in a ring around her dancing figure, the smoky veil covering her head and face give you wispy views of her full, luscious lips. With her sari gone, she is clad only in red satin pants and a richly embroidered bra. The bra is composed of burgundy and gold. Her luscious bronze breasts float in the golden restraints. The veil covering her face floats over her chest, teasing you with glimpses of a deep cleavage and vast flesh. The tiny amount of fabric in the bra barely covers the jutting curves of her plump mounds. She reaches back with one hand and unhooks the clasp. The subtle movements of her dance teasingly shrug off the burgundy cups. The bra falls to the floor, revealing Quela's huge and beautiful caramel-colored tits. They sit high on her chest, perky and firm, defying gravity. Dark brown nipples, stiff and agonizingly erotic, are centered in the middle of large brown, palm-sized areolas. Her vast breasts bounce and sway as her stomach rolls with snow, snake-like movements. With only the veil above and pants below, Quela says, "I hope you are ready for the fire of an Indian woman. I know you deserve more than just one servant eager to please you, but as your concubine, I am privileged to offer you my mouth, my cunt, even my ass. You may spend the whole night using me in any manner you please." Quela kneels, straddling your chest. The red pants reveal long slits, which open upon her kneeling, exposing a bare pussy and smooth thighs. Would you like to start with a little snack? Reaching out her tan fingers, she moves forward and gently spreads her labia for you. It looks like chocolate and tastes like heaven. Lusty drips fall from your lips as you kiss Quela's dark, warm pussy. Your tongue slips inside the sugary walls and tastes her syrupy cunt. You find her extremely sensitive. A gentle sucking on her clit sends shivers up her spine, making her squirm and twist. Thin streams of juice begin running off your cheeks and chin. Quela holds your head and stops you right there. "I cannot have this much pleasure. This has to be all about you." Quela holds a breast in each hand and says, "Start with these." She places your face between her two monster tits. Breathe deeply. A wave of relaxation envelops you. This is your favorite feeling in the world. Her soft brown skin slides across your face as you breathe in her musky cleavage. Your lips slide down to her areola, pulling a fat nipple into your mouth. Quela strokes your hair and mashes her breasts as you curl up and suckle. Her smooth, dark skin slides under your fingers as you explore the vast surface. After indulging yourself for a while, you stretch out and lay back. Quayla stands and unties her red pants, letting them slide down around her ankles. Holding a bottle above her head, she pours a stream of warm oil onto her chest, drenching her enormous tits. She rubs the oil into her skin before crawling around to your side. Quayla leans over, taking your face in her hands, and begins to kiss you with her full brown lips. Her long, graceful fingers slicken down your thick brown hair. She explores your face, tracing the outline of your lips. Your mouth opens, and her finger slips in. Quayla dips her head and takes your nipple into her mouth. You tease each other with nibbles and bites. Her hands slide across your chest, down to your hips. Quayla caresses your inner thighs with her surprisingly strong hands. She moves onto your thick, solid legs, then down past your knees and ankles. She reaches your feet and begins to expertly massage them, stroking the balls and arches of your feet. She takes her time with each foot, sucking each toe like a little cock before placing them all in her mouth. Taking hold of your ankles, she spreads your legs apart. Quayla moves up between your legs, her black hair tickling your skin. Her hands come out from in between her breasts. She looks straight into your eyes and pours the bottle of hot oil across your belly. Leaning forward, her soft tits ever so gently drag the oil down and across your cock, rubbing and massaging it into your skin. It's so fucking erotic. Her hard nipples brush along your long shaft as her hands move around your body, slickening every inch of it. She takes hold of your hand and places it on her oily cunt. You stroke her slippery pussy as she leans over and massages your chest with her tits. She lays her head down next to your cock and balls and slides the tip of her tongue over her full brown lips. She is ready to please you. She is ready to worship your cock. Quayla positions herself and cups your balls in the palms of her hands. She lifts them to her lips. You can feel the tug and pull as she mashes her face between your legs. She wraps her right hand around your shaft. You can hear the slippery wetness as her hand ripples up and down. Your balls are bouncing in her mouth as she works her magic. Your cock is rock hard and dangerously close to coming. Quayla senses this and sits up. She wedges her body between your widespread legs. Placing her hands flat on your belly, she uses her thumbs and forefingers to circle the base. With a downward pressure, she pushes her thumbs under your balls and slows your rising tide. She puts your cock between her beautiful oiled tits. She holds it in her caramel cleavage until her heart and your throbbing cock slow to the same rhythm. She then starts pumping your shaft in time with her heart. Quayla's perfect tits glide along the length of your deeply pleasured cock. In her hands, they sway and bounce as your white dick sinks and swims in the soft and thick, fat flesh. And you are so hard. You feel so ready to fuck, so ready to come. But she won't let you. She is a dedicated servant, trying to please you by all means possible. When she feels you are about to climax, she slows the pace and with a finger holds the pressure point between your balls and ass. In this way, she keeps you on the brink for hours. You lie helpless in her hands, trembling in ecstasy. Your cock is teased relentlessly, filled and drained again and again. You feel like you are flying, riding a slipstream of infinite pleasure. Occasionally, when you seem to drift, she reminds you to breathe. Quayla begins to slow her pace. You feel relaxed, but fully aroused. With a satisfied smile, she lets go of your massive member. It feels different, like hard rubber, firm but yielding. Your balls a bit bigger and definitely heavier, and they look huge. Your cock alone must be nearly a third bigger. Quayla looks at you and smiles. Do you like your size? I used an ancient technique that builds size and reserves. I have enabled you to become a satyr. You will not have to come until you want to, and when you do, you may drain yourself many times. Quayla moves back a bit and pulls her long black hair back into a knot. Let me help. I will use my mouth. You watch her full red lips slide over your cock as if in slow motion. She opens wide to show you how fat your cock looks in her tiny mouth. She wiggles her head and snakes it down her throat until her face is flush against your belly. Her jaw is wide and her throat is bulging as she begins to relax and enjoy your fat cock in earnest. Her drooling lips guide your long, thick meat effortlessly in and out of her moist mouth. A blowjob should be submissive, and so she purposely makes gagging and moaning sounds, remembering to say thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. You prop yourself up to get a better look. A moan of pleasure escapes your lips. Quayla looks up with prideful eyes, her lips wrapped around your manhood. You fill not only her mouth, but her mind. Nothing else matters. She closes her eyes and focuses on your pleasure, the hardness of your cock, the taste of your skin, the scent of your sex fills her senses. The repetitive motion becomes a meditation in flesh. She revels in this sensual moment, her exquisite, lusty now. You feel the twinge of an impatient orgasm. Remembering what she said, you decide to come. You grip her tits with both hands as the electric pulses of cum shoot through your balls and shaft. Quayla's lips tighten as she feels the hot flow of cum pour across her tongue. Your cock pumps a long, steady stream of cream down her throat. Quayla slurps and swallows until your still hard cock is clean again. She smiles at your stiff member. You have filled my belly, and your manhood is still strong and proud. She swings her legs over your hips and positions herself above you. Next, we will use my pussy. She slithers around on top of you, with her hands on your chest. Her tits graze your face as she leans forward. Her bent hips curl over the curve of your long, fat shaft. She reaches down and guides you in. You feel the welcome warmth of her tight, steamy cunt. Her brown pussy lips look so beautiful, sliding down on your pink, white cock. Quayla closes her eyes and puts her hands on her hips. Her brown thighs slide along your hips as her tight, chocolate pussy fucks the shit out of you. The rhythm keeps pace with the music, which is rising in tempo. Quayla's hands grip your shoulders while she fucks you. Her glistening bronze Amazon breasts wobble and bounce as her serpentine hips hammer your cock. She is like a machine designed to fuck. Her slick cunt, slathered in salty juice, humps you like a lusty bride. Quayla is sweaty and panting. She says, I have been schooled in all the arts of lovemaking. Wait until you try my ass. Your cock reacts with a jolt. Your hips piston faster. Her tits are flying up and down, bouncing off her chest as she grins at you. Quickly, Quayla lifts off of your cock and covers it with a copious amount of hot oil. She reaches back and rims her asshole with your slick, hard prick. She slowly lets the tip slip in, easing down on your invading shaft. As she slides down, your thick, white dick pries open her tiny brown hole. Quayla squirms lightly as she slowly spears her own ass. She moans with apprehension and pleasure. Your cock feels even thicker than she expected. Quayla leans forward slightly. Her hips move up and down in a forward oval, rocking your cock in and out of her ass. You sigh deeply, luxuriating in the decadently sublime sensation as she strains against nature, easing you into her smooth, narrow passage. You are slipping deeper and deeper inside. Her giant breasts are swinging back and forth, smacking you in the face as she opens her ass to you. Riding your cock, she fucks you with increasing frenzy. Your cock is sinking deep inside as you watch her tits and ass bounce in front of your eyes. Quayla begins touching herself. Despite her best efforts, she is experiencing deep arousal from her deliciously obscene display. May I touch myself, sir? May I masturbate? You are tempted to tease. Yes, but not now. You thrust up and pounding her asshole till she screams. Quayla is too close to coming. Her hand is over her pussy. Her ass is sore from your relentless fucking. She is panting, waiting for your permission. Now, please, now may I come? You watch her fingers. They are lightly touching her cunt. She doesn't dare go any further without your permission. Close your eyes and think of me. She feels your dick in her ass as she closes her eyes. Her fingers fan her plump pussy. Flicking her clit lightly, she plays with it, fondling it. I'm thinking of you. Yes, your cock, in me, on me, all over me. Quayla tenses a bit before gushing all over your legs with a very wet orgasm. Ah! 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 With her juices still wet on your legs, she says, "Now it's your turn." She positions herself above your cock. Her huge caramel-colored tits are swinging free as they graze the head of your dick. I will create the slowest, most intense orgasm for you. You will come very much, much more than you think. She slides a finger up your ass. She lays her thumb against your taint. With her free hand, she slowly strokes your shaft. Quayla uses an agonizingly slow rhythm. Her slow hands coax your cock and balls with a steady tease. She is sitting beside you. She has one hand down between your legs. The other hand is stroking your cock. Her tits are bouncing off her arm as she looks into your eyes and says, "Are you pleased with me so far?" "Yes, you are exceptional." "Excellent. Please, if you can close your eyes now, I want you to picture all of the things we have done tonight." You close your eyes. You can feel Quayla's hands on you. Your ass is being tickled. Your long, hard cock is being slowly stroked by her slick little hand. Think of my breasts when you first saw me. Such large brown tits on such a tiny frame. Now that you have finally seen them, they really are gorgeous, aren't they? I like the way they roll and shimmy when I am being used by a man. Do my breasts please you in that way? Do you enjoy them when you fuck me? Remember me taking you into my mouth? Did I make you happy with my sucking? My lips melted when they met your cock. You have such a beautiful penis. I could easily be a slave to it. I would bathe it and pamper it just so it would always be ready to suck any time I want it. The only thing better than sucking your cock is receiving your cum in my mouth. I am so greedy. I hold it on my tongue until long after we are dressed. I like to feel like your loyal slut when I leave. I like to have you in me for as long as I can. Remember when I opened my legs for you? Remember my brown cunt? Did you like the long, slick slide as your cock sank deep into me? Was my pussy satisfactory? Was it tight and wet during our lovemaking? I know you love a woman's cunt. Picture my pussy spread before you. Lick me. Remember my salty taste. And my ass. I wanted your cock to be the first to fuck my ass. I remember the feeling of submission as I bent over in front of you, completely at your mercy. Was fucking my ass decadent and delicious? I never felt dirty or ashamed. I gave my body to you, gratefully. Tonight, I gave you everything. You feel lightheaded as you listen to her speak. Now, I want you to come. Please relax and release your energy for me. Please. Quayla's hands grip you tighter and create what feels like a virgin pussy around your cock. A tight hole of warm, soft flesh slides up and down as your balls fill and your legs go limp. You feel an orgasmic dam slowly give way. Quayla places your spurting cock between her big brown breasts and milks a river of cream from your shaft. Yes. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. She loves the feeling of your cock filling her cleavage with cum. Your whole body is shaking. An orgasmic river floods through your cock as Quayla continues to massage your balls and sip your flowing milk. Load after load rolls from swollen tip as she excitedly slurps her sweet reward with her extended tongue, lapping up the last little bits like a greedy girl. You are exhausted, but she is still thirsty. Please, more. Come more for me, please. Your legs are weak, but your cock is still rock hard as Quayla takes your dripping stem deep into her mouth and starts sucking and moaning, teasing you until your balls are shivering, forced to release the last reserves. Quayla is determined. She wants to make sure you are completely drained. You come again with a huge burst that empties your final load onto her pretty face. She puts your gushing cock in her mouth. The abundant cum flows down the sides of her chin. But she is slow to swallow. She wants to roll it around in her mouth, savoring the taste. Her breasts and chin are coated as she continues sucking and licking the last of the sticky sweetness from your drained cock. Quayla's chest is a mess, but her belly is full and content. She reaches down and begins running her hands through the warm puddles of cum drying on her thighs. She pushes your cock close to her mouth. She cleans you with her lush red lips and tongue. Quayla smiles. I hope I have pleased you well.